The question why some people migrate and others not is a very complex one, obviously. I mean, in general, research is categorizing the drivers of migration into factors that are related to political factors, related to the quality of governance, related to the level of corruption, related to conflict and war and violence, but also economic factors like employment opportunities, the quality of workplace prospects for career development, but also social factors that are related to being closer to friends and family, living a better life, living the good life, living a life on a higher standard, and some factors that are maybe related to the environment. So these are often called the more structural factors that more or less apply to all people living in a country or in a region. The question why some migrate and some not, although they're exposed to similar structural factors, is therefore a very complex one, because we find probably the answer more on an individual level, not on the structural factors. Because we know that key individual characteristics like young people, better educated people, people with a better off socioeconomic background have higher probability for migration. But still, within these cohorts, we see that some people migrate and some not. The role of international corporations in migration is a very crucial one. They are an important actor in hiring and attracting and recruiting international high-skilled migrants. So they are another player in this global battle for brains and high-skilled migrants, in particularly in sectors that are very skill intensive, like finances, like research and development, like the higher education sector, where we see intense and very high competition for the best and brightest. So it's not only governments and their migration policies, which increasingly become skill selective, that play an important role in attracting high-skilled migrants, but additionally, it's the companies themselves that try to trigger that process and to get high-skilled migrants into their corporation and into their context.